dice: Crocodile, Mr. Grinch, Mr. Grinch.
Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick, seasick, seasick crocodile.
WMFO in Medford. Catch me next week. I have the High End playing live here in studio. Stick around. Kirsten and Ryan are up next. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I think I'm heading to the Midway. Joni Earthquake and other bands will be playing there. So sounds like a good time over at the Midway this late afternoon. And tomorrow night, Muck and the Myers will be over there, so you should check that out. And yeah, stick around for Ryan and Kirsten. Until next time, see ya!
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
By the looks of everyone, it's been a long 2 weeks. Coming up on the business end of a good luck streak. Gave them hell in New York City, headed down to New Orleans, and drove across Mississippi in the rain. It don't seem to freeze too much down in New Orleans. the rain can sure wash out the street. Across the snow line, man, it was just in time. They're digging them out everywhere north of the Chesapeake. And I'm up too damn early in the morning, watching the world around me come alive. And I need more fingers to count the ones I love. This life may be too good to survive. Stoned on the porch, smoking all Nikki's cigarettes. We've been riding down this highway now for all these years, breathing in the dust along the way. But it's the kindness of a friend is what's remembered in the end. It is a debt, it is a pleasure to repay. And it never feels like we're getting any older, but the memories build up around the eyes. And I need more fingers than I got on my two hands. This life may be too good to survive.
WMFO Medford.
91.5.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, Ryan.
Well, this is our first time co-headlining a show together, and we figured we would do
duets and duos.
Yes, our favorite duos and duets, as I think we are one of our favorite duos.
Shovels and Rope.
And we played Shovels and Rope. So we decided to kick off our set of our favorite duos and duets with one of our favorite duos, Shovels and Rope. Michael and Carrie, husband and wife duo out of South Carolina. And we love them very much on the Music Savage Show. And Kirsten plays them all the time as well. And when she covers for me on Music Savage Show. So we wanted to kick off our very special duos and duet shows with one of our favorites. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. And just because that's where we're starting out doesn't mean that we don't have the holiday spirit, because we have the holiday spirit.
Oh, we certainly do. And I think that for our show, we have decided to start every set with a holiday song, right?
Absolutely. And then end with a little cheese.
Oh, holiday songs and cheese. Well, you know, cheese goes perfect at Christmas time.
It does. Every single kind.
Every single kind of cheese for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get back into it. Let's start the show. And I guess we started the show with Shovels and Rope, but let's get back into let's start our first set. What are we gonna start with? I mean, obviously we're just gonna say the name of what we're starting with. So who's the first band we got?
Oh, as if you know, I'm going to apologize because sometimes band and songwriters, singers, performers, name pronunciation is not my strong point. So, Juelez, Santana, do you think like of the Santana?
Yeah, sure.
Santana, featuring Star. So
oh, beautiful.
Maybe we should just go right into
let's
some
do it.
Hip-hop rap Christmas.
Let's do it.
Okay.
WMFO Duos and Duets with Ryan and Kirsten.
When we move through the all-white snow, all-white mink when we step out the door. Heard so long that it drag on the floor. All-white diamonds shining on me. You ain't gotta tell me, I got a lot of them. But diamonds is a girl's best friend. So for Christmas, I went out and got her some. I'm the kind of guy that'll better your life. I got big money, you ain't gotta mention the price. Like T.I. said, you can have whatever you like. Baby, you can have whatever you like. Dope stacker, dope piler. Big fan, I'm looking like a snow plower. Angel on the front when I float by ya. Now just watch us float by ya.
Jingle.
Oh yeah, it's so much fun, baby. I mean, it's just so big inside.
Should take a ride. Didn't need any company.
I had shopping bags.
Sit right by my side. On my way over to the bank. Got some gas and I filled up my tank. Put the pedal to the floor. Turn the music up some more. And I couldn't help but sing. Oh,
jingle.
However close we get sometimes, it's like we never met. But you and I think we can take it. All the good with the bad make something that no one else has but you and I. You, what can we do? come next. I can never tell you the deepest well I've ever fallen into.
little spark I have seen. The light and the dark, the big and the small, just keep in mind you need no more at all. You see what you know and you know what you'll be. You see it all, there is no love to see.
WMFO. It's the Duos and Duets Show with Ryan and Kirsten.
And is this better? Alicia is our QC check out there. And I have a notoriously quiet voice, so thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, thank you for the heads up. Yeah, when I listen to Something About the Women, you're very calm and your voice is very calming.
Oh, so well,
I think you have your Something About the Women voice.
Maybe I do. My nursing students say that as well. They say I could be a yoga teacher and how calming and reassuring I am. And then they get their grades back. Ah. So it's all a ruse.
You were saying, and I love the fact that you listen to the show on Fridays. You listen to Pete and I, and you were talking about how you grade papers to the shows and you're nicer to your students.
My comments are more supportive. The grades don't change, but but I find myself being much more compassionate.
You don't put a bunch. So when someone's failing, you don't do like a Christmas story with F plus 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 plus.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Lish says you're better.
Should we go through that list of songs?
Yes. What we just heard. We just heard one of my favorite duos because, you know, Tom Petty was one of my favorites, and you put Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty together, Stop Dragging My Heart Around, and it's just fantastic. So we played that, and what did we play before that?
We played the XX, I Dare You, new to me.
That you liked it, right?
I liked it.
Now I've made Kirsten a fan.
I am a fan. Before that, Bjork and Tom York. I've seen it all from
A Dancer in the Dark movie, which we were discussing while that was playing. And Dancer in the Dark is a movie you kind of only watch once because it kind of hurts your soul a little bit.
As many of Lars von Trier movies,
they hurt your soul. They're very well done, but you kind of don't want to go back and revisit them.
No, he's put many actors into therapy.
Yeah, including Bjork. We were discussing how Bjork completely kind of shut down after that movie and decided she didn't want to act anymore. It took such a toll on her. But she was brilliant in it, and the soundtrack is brilliant. And that song with Tom York and Bjork's voices together are just perfect.
So, yes, that made it to our duets list. Before that was Wilco featuring
Feist. Yeah, on the You and I. You and I was the name of the song, and that was from the Wilco, the album.
Yes, and I love the story behind this, in that was the first duet to be featured on a Wilco album.
That's right.
And then on May 13th, which 13s are kind of a auspicious number for me, so good things happen on the 13th. Mm-hmm. So on May 13th, 2009, the album leaked on the internet, and Wilco promptly responded by streaming the album for free. What band does that? Yeah. That was just really such a gift. And so the stream resulted in over 100,000 visits to Wilco's website on the 13th, still within the same day.
Wow.
And the band suggested that those who downloaded the leaked copy make a charitable donation to Inspiration Corporation, an organization that assists low-income families in Chicago. And then, Ryan, do you have that song?
Do I have that song? Do I have that album?
Yeah, that album.
I do have that album, but
it was the whole album.
It was the whole album.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bought it through the fan club because I got a t-shirt and all these other little gifts.
Wow,
so
very cool.
I paid for my album.
Yeah. So that was really, I thought that was a really nice way of dealing with people just getting this album for free and then how about making good on that? It's great.
I like it.
We started out with, I'm going to say it's Jules Santana and Star singing Jingle Bells, and by bells it's B-E-L-L-Z.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yes. Do we have any more holiday songs to come up? Oh, you know what?
We were playing a holiday song at the start of every set.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to start, were you going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to do a shout out to my mom, who's sitting in my living room right now listening to this show.
Hi, Kirsten's mom.
I was going to tell her where the cleaning supplies were, but maybe
you should tell her.
They are under the sink, but you know, the bourbon's in the kitchen too, so you know, pick your choice. Have a cocktail or clean, whatever you feel like.
You can do both. Cocktails make cleaning that much better.
That's true.
Maybe I'm going to come to your house and have some cocktails, and maybe I can clean your house for you.
That would be good.
I'm going to give you a shout out to my wife who's listening, who's just doing some QC. Let us know that your mic was just a little too low.
Yeah.
So thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's get back into it. As we said, we're going to start every set with a Christmas song. So what we got coming up?
We have
Kylie Minogue and Iggy Pop. Now, the song that we're going to play is you know, we were talking about how it's kind of overplayed and it's dated, but this version of this particular song, we're not going to tell you because we want to keep it a surprise, is kind of cool. And it's Kylie Minogue and it's Iggy Pop, so you can't go wrong. Let's get into it. Duos and duets.
Oh, you know what? That's my responsibility.
Yeah, Kirsten.
I know. Okay, I'm on it.
All right, here we go. Duos and duets. WMFO.
And it's showing that it's moving.
There it is. Enjoy.
My already bad brush, just cause it's 'tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections. Back from last year, ski shopping counter, most interesting. Had his number, but never the time.
Most of 81, best along those lines.
So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. Christmas by myself this year. Picture frozen landscape, chilled this room for 24 days. Evergreens, sparkling snow, get this winter over with. Flashback to springtime, saw him again. Would have been good to go for a lunch. Couldn't agree, we're both free. We tried, we said we'd keep in touch. Didn't close till summertime. Out to the beach to both go to join him. No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page, and of course that.
On behalf of RAD, If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Don't give up, I know you can. fantasy. Heaven is in the palm of my hand, and it's waiting here for you. What am I supposed to do with a childhood tragedy? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same? Sometimes it's hard to hold on, so hard to hold on to my dreams. It isn't always what it seems when you're face to face with me.
Like a dagger, you stick me in the heart, it takes the blood from my blade. And when we sleep, would you shelter me in your warm and dark and gray?
Running waste of time because she's mine. She'll tell you I'm the one for her, 'cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time, because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
The girl is mine.
We're not gonna fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she says you can love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe.
WMFO Medford. Freeform Radio here at Tufts University. You are tuned into the Duos and Duets show with myself, Ryan, and
Kirsten.
That's Kirsten. So we, as I'm sure you've already noticed, but we are ending each set with something that we love that's really cheesy.
You're calling Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney cheesy?
That song is so cheesy.
She says after loving me, she's not going to love anyone else or no other.
You know, and the, you know, it's good lyrics in the back and forth. And obviously they're both two of the best vocalist musicians, you know, ever. But that song is so cheesy.
It's so cheesy.
But I love it, and that's why we chose it. The Girl is Mine, and that comes on.